Blog Talk Radio.
Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthews, I am William Rameau. What's up, Mac?
Hey, how's it going on?
Super Bowl. They're about to kick off the Super Bowl in about 25 minutes from now.
Yep.
But
getting ready for the big game.
Yep. Colts versus New Orleans Saints. Peyton Manning's looking to win his second Super Bowl of his career. While Drew Brees is trying to lead the Saints to their first Super Bowl win.
Yep.
Should be a classic Super Bowl series.
Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to it. They should start the damn game already.
I'd be more looking forward to it guess what it'd be Colts, but it's not about them right now. It's about the Colts versus the Saints.
Peyton Manning is looking to be a bona fide Hall of Famer after tonight.
Yep.
He wins a second championship.
Yep. And we'll also talk a little hot stove, even though there's nothing really going on, especially on the Mets side. Damon's still a free agent, so there's a slim possibility he's going to the Yankees. But it looks like the Johnny Damon. It looks like that shit has passed, but you never know. As long as he didn't sign yet, there's always a little glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little Knicks against the Cavs.
Ooh.
What happened there. the Nets too, I suppose, and even a little professional wrestling. Kind of, other than Super Bowl, there's nothing really going on in sports other than the Super Bowl. I mean, of course, it's the championship of the NFL, but I mean, on the other sports, it's kind of pretty quiet. Once Super Bowl, I mean, after today, man, it's just gonna be focusing on spring training and then March Madness next month.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a pretty quiet. It's gonna be a real quiet next month.
Yep.
Especially with the Knicks, the Nets, you know. But you know, if you're a hockey fan, you know the hockey teams are doing pretty good, except for the Islanders. But they're all, you know, pretty much doing good, other than especially compared to the NBA teams.
Oh yeah.
But of course,
Knicks and Nets suck.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. We'll talk more about that later. Guess we'll talk about the Super Bowl, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's a big game.
Yeah,
that's a big game today.
Nothing else going on. I mean, anywhere else? The world is just
talk about no Knicks.
Huh?
I mean, you don't want to talk about no Knicks right now.
Yeah, but you know, I'll touch on that a little bit later. But
no.
We won't spend that long.
Okay.
Maybe there's nothing really to talk about them, but what are your predictions? Obviously, you know about the whole Reggie Bush, you know, Kim Kardashian wager. But now they're betting Reggie Bush and Kim Kardashian, his longtime girlfriend, for what, the past 2 years or so, on and off, I would presume. They're his name is Reggie Bush. You know, he in case if anybody hasn't heard about this, he's gonna propose to her or get married to her if the Saints win this game today. But if he doesn't win, it looks like it's gonna be off.
Well, this is why I don't want the Saints to win today. So I could ask Kim Kardashian for me.
Yeah, this is like a lose-lose situation for me, because even though I know I'd never have a shot with her.
Well, you never know.
But hey, you know, as long as she's out there, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, I pretty much, the Jets have a better shot at winning the Super Bowl right now. Yeah, this year than that.
Yeah.
But you know me, man. When it comes to sports, I'm a sore loser. Once you eliminate my team, you know, whether it's the Mets, the Knicks, or in this case the Jets, I'm a root against the team who knocked my team off.
So you're rooting for the Saints?
Yes, unfortunately, I have no choice because of Peyton Manning. I know they were the better team. It's not like it was an upset or anything like that, but. I'm still, I know it's 2 weeks ago, but I still feel a little bitter. That would have been the first time, you know, one of my, you know, my favorite teams, you know, won a championship. Sure, I admit I love the Mets and the Knicks
mm-hmm.
a lot more than I like the Jets, but, you know, it would have been nice to see them, you know, win a championship.
Hmm.
The only team I actually root for, casually, is the Rangers, and they won in 94, but obviously, you know, me and you were more focused on the Knicks on their, you know, near championship run.
Although, I pretty much knew what happened that year with the Rangers, but I wasn't really a big Rangers fan.
Yeah, me too.
But I knew what was going on during that time.
Yeah, I was pulling for them to win, you know. You know, they had, up until that point, they hadn't won for 52 years, but
yeah.
Back in those days, you know, I was just a Knicks fan, you know. Cause I was even a Mets fan. This was like 5 years before I was even a Mets fan, / a baseball fan. So Right. I was just pretty much a Mets fan. I mean, rather a Knicks fan at that time.
Yeah, me too. I was a little much bigger Knicks fan than Yankee fan.
Yeah. I was into baseball, period. And then look how it is, man. I just, you know. And I love the Mets, man. It's like I was born a Mets fan, you know.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it's been about almost 11 years since I've been a Mets fan.
That's good, though.
Hopefully, then, you know.
You didn't jump on the Yankee bandwagon like some of these other Mets fans do.
Nope. And I'm like, you know, and I know there's some people who are saying, you know, hey, 99, you know, if you want to say technically I jumped on the bandwagon in 99, okay, you could say that, but I stayed on. I stayed throughout. I stayed after they lost to the Braves in, you know, in the NLCS. I stayed. I was there full season from 2000 when they got, of course, eliminated by the Yankees, which I'm still, of course, bitter about. You know me. And knowing you as a Yankee fan, you know, I bring that up.
Yeah. You're a sore loser.
Yeah, like I said, I'm a sore loser. And I was there, you know, 2001, when they were close against the Braves. And then Benitez had those, Benitez and Franco had those two blown saves practically the same week against Brian Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And 2002, well, I could go through the whole thing, but this is just an hour show.
Yeah, pretty man, much you missed the whole history,
From 99 on, you know. I've been a Mets fan through and through. So I can honestly say I'm not a bandwagon fan. And especially with the Yankees winning a dynasty and then winning this year, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you got to have Mets fans jumping on board.
Yep.
So, yeah, and we if Mets fans want to join the Yankee ship, then come along.
Nope.
We accept all fans.
I'm not joining the dark side. A hot girl would have to try to convince me, but she'd fail. I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Jets fan for life.
Okay. So today you're gonna be rooting. Today you're gonna be a Saints fan, a temporary Saints fan today.
Yep, I'm a Saints fan, even though the obvious reason why part of me is not rooting for it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm a sore loser. That's why you know, I'm going to go against, I guess I should say my gut, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to go against my gut and root for my mind, you know. And,
okay.
You know, root for, be a sore loser and root against the Colts, even though I do believe Colts is going to win.
Wow, so you believe they're going to win, but you're going to be rooting for the Saints. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think Colts is the Colts here. I mean, Saints have this Cinderella story, and you know me, I always root for the underdog.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling for the Saints, but, man, my mind is telling me Colts is going to win.
Man, Saints not going to win nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
win today, I'm going to jump off the roof of my building.
Don't do it.
But I'm confident. I'm that confident they're not going to win today.
Hey, man. So the final ladies out there, even though Kim's going to be off the board, if they pull off this miracle, don't
well,
do
it's
it.
Not just about Kim, you know. It's not just about Kim, you know. Hey, Peyton Manning, you know, I want to see him win his second championship, too. So, you know.
Man, me either. You know me, I hate dynasties. I mean, I know sports, you know, there's sports fans who love it. But,
mm-hmm.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see my teams win a dynasty. I mean, none of my teams have done it. I mean, the only closest team that's close to it would be the 70s Knicks teams. But
yeah,
they were missing that one. Had they won in 72 against the Lakers, you know, they would have had an unconventional dynasty.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And none of the teams I root for, you know, Mets, 69-86. I mean, they don't even have three in their franchise history. So, you know, it's not even the same decade. So, you know, there's no dynasty there. Jets, I mean, they're still since, you know, the 68 Jets, you know, when they won in 69, they haven't won anything. They haven't even won the AFC. the AFC.
Yeah.
Title
in a while.
Period. After they won the AFL, right. I was right the first. I'm correcting myself live on here. Doc Talk Radio.
AFC, you mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, they after they won the AFL title in 68, you know, to go to the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl III, where they won it,
mm-hmm.
they've never won the AFC championship.
Yeah.
Hence why they've never, you know, went to the Super Bowl since that magical run with Namath.
Yeah, hey, there's always next year, you know, they came close this year. Maybe next year they'll go to Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did have that. They had a Cinderella type run. You know, whatchamacallit. Rex Ryan was a rookie head coach. Mark Sanchez, a rookie quarterback. Sean Green, the rookie running back who injured himself in that Colts game, which pretty much sealed their fate 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you guys have a good team. You'll be coming back next year.
Yep.
If Rex Ryan keeps on fighting with fans, then he might not be back next year with the Jets.
Yeah,
though.
But...
you gotta be careful.
Well, according to the reports, Jay Glazer, who was with him at the time, you know, the NFL analyst, he was saying that he was with Rex Ryan the whole time, and the same fan was egging him on. He was beating on Rex Ryan. He was saying, I think I'm going to kill you. He was saying, like, some crazy stuff.
Wow.
And Rex Ryan was ignoring him at first, but then, you know, I think when he spit on him, that's when he flipped him the bird.
Man.
Stone Cold style.
Crazy. Why was Rex Ryan there in the first place?
What was that?
Why was Rex Ryan there?
Oh, he was watching an MMA fight.
Oh.
Oh, do anybody care about their caller?
But hopefully, you know, hopefully they'll make the key pieces to build on this, you know, the run that they had this year, and hopefully go farther.
Yeah, well, many of the Jets fans already counting on them going to the Super Bowl next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, even, you know, yeah, I was calculating the time, you know, I was, you know, just like when I was in the 06 Mets, I was, you know, calculating how many wins, if it was possible. But I never had it in the bag.
Right.
I mean, when the Mets was on their run in 06, once it got to the postseason, I was like, you know, once they were, you know, racking up wins against the Dodgers and against the Cardinals, you know, I was kind of counting down in my mind how many wins they had, you know, until they got, you know, the championship.
Yeah, you knew that they would go to the World Series that year.
Yes, I did. It was like I had the mentality of a Yankee fan. It was like, all those years, you know, as a Mets fan, it's like, I believe that my team was going to do it. It's like, but the Yankee fan, it's like, they know their team is going to do it. And in 06, I knew my team was going to go to the World Series and win it. So to see Beltran, you know, strike out with the last out, I couldn't believe it, man.
Definitely.
It was like, Andy Chavez made one of the greatest catches in the sixth inning. And I was thinking, wow, everybody, the crowd was on its feet. They were cheering and everything. And I was like, there's no way that we're going to lose this game. And then Andy Chavez, next up, if I remember correctly, he was the first person up.
Mm-hmm. He had a base hit, I think.
No, I think he grounded out.
Oh, did he? Because, I mean, in the ninth inning, you guys had, like, two on, nobody out.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the sixth inning. Because he made the catch in the sixth inning. And then from the bottom six, he came up to the plate, but he grounded out. So I was thinking, you know, something magical might happen. And then after that, you know, after he made that catch, you know, that's pretty much, They didn't score, I think, if my memory serves me right, since the first inning, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then afterwards, you know, the run, it was keep going scoreless until, well, not scoreless, but they have, either team didn't score a run. And then afterwards, Aaron Howman gives up a two.
Yeah, that was a great game, though.
Yeah.
You know, you guys lost. is that the producer talking in back?
Yep, that's the producer. He's not pleased with Queen Latifah's performance.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
And like I was saying, Yadier Molina gave up the two-run home run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Yadier Molina hit the two-run home run, and, you know, that was pretty much all she wrote because the Mets didn't do anything.
Yeah. And you guys had a chance in the ninth inning there. Nobody out.
Cliff Floyd, you know, had a chance, which recently on Mike's show on WFN, he said that he still to this day, he told Willie, you know, he like he said, he loves Willie, but he still thinks she should have been bunting at that time because, like the fans in the stadium and when I was watching at home. Yeah, Floyd said that on WFN the other day.
Wow.
And
Floyd gets paid to hit home runs, not bunt.
Yeah, he whatchamacallit, because whatchamacallit, the fans, we all were expecting him to hit a three-run home run.
Yeah.
And he fouled off the pitch, you know, that he was looking for. It was a fastball, I believe it was. And, you know, Wayne White, man, he, you know, he was money that whole postseason. Just asked Carlos Beltran, I think, 2 hours later.
So, he also had a chance to hit a 3-1-1 also.
Well, yeah. Because I believe they had first and second, nobody out. And then Cliff Floyd came up to pinch hit because Cliff Floyd was pretty much hurt the whole series, and
yeah.
he hardly played. And of course you remember Pedro and El Duque, you know, two of the biggest, you know, postseason performers. You know, they were hurt. They didn't even pitch in the postseason. So Mets was undermanned and. You know, the Cardinals that, you know, came alive and, you know, they upset us and beat us. And now Carrie Underwood is playing the national anthem.
Yeah, I see that. And she looks good in her Elvis Presley suit.
Thank you very much. Very much, bubble.
Yeah, she looks good. Are they booing? Oh, they're not booing. That's the sound of the airplane.
I got that.
That's the sound of the military jets in the sky flying over the stadium.
If you see people booing, you know, they hate it.
She looks too good to boo her.
I know.
I would do her,
I'm pretty sure the demographic, like, you know, me and you and some of my listeners, you know, they wouldn't be booing her.
They better not. Because I know our audience, yeah, well, this show's audience is engaged. So.
Well, hey, you never know.
Well, yeah, that's true. You might have some gay people. Although there's nothing bad with that, you know.
Right, you know. Sure, for everybody.
Again, this show's not called Gay Sports Urban Legends. You know, so.
But hopefully, you know, it should be a good game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'm going to eat some chips later.
Yeah, me too. I bought some, you know, cheese doodle.
Oh, cheese doodle, man. You need some chips, not cheese doodle.
Yeah, I bought some pizza, you know. Too.
Chips, man.
Yeah, sure. I didn't think of that myself.
Cheese doodles. That's for little kids, man.
You're right about that. I enjoy it.
And you say you have pizza too?
Yeah.
Wow. Italian pizza? Which is supermarket pizza. Is it supermarket pizza or like pizzeria pizza?
I think it was Domino's. Let me go check to see. Double check.
Oh, pizzeria pizza. Okay.
Yeah, it was Domino's.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. Better not be no supermarket pizza.
Now we're getting, now we gave Domino plugs.
Oh, yeah. Pay us.
You better pay us.
Oh, do you see this ad? LeBron.
Oh, yeah, I'm
watching
right here. Yeah.
Yeah, you see that dunk that LeBron just did? He could have did that in the slam dunk contest this year.
Yep.
But no, he decided to check it out.
Man, I just wish, man, LeBron comes here, January 1st, 2010, and then a couple of years later, Dwight comes to the Knicks, man. That would be, man, this offense would be explosive, man.
Knicks not going to come back next year.
I doubt it, but, no, I'm talking about Dwight Howard and Dwight Howard and LeBron, man.
Well, yeah, I could probably see that happen.
But LeBron has to come here first. If LeBron comes here, then we have a shot. I mean, if he don't come, then...
there's no chance in hell.
Yeah, I doubt Dwight's going to come here. But you know how these players are, for a player to go to a non-winning situation, man, you gotta give him the money.
Yeah. Because these players, they're greedy.
Yeah, man. You got overpaid CC Sabathia style.
Yeah, when they see money, their eyes light up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, A-Rod. A-Rod's signing with the Texas Rangers, man. That should show you right there. No offense to, any Texas Rangers fan.
Well, then again, Texas is a big market, so.
They play in Texas.
Yeah.
And now they're honoring the 2010 Hall of Fame, the show.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Jackson. And that guy is ugly.
Russ Grimm. John Randall. Of course, Emmitt Smith is in there, too. And, but they didn't announce him yet. Troy Little. Nicola Bowe. Was Jerry Rice.
That's a man right
there. The former, 49er.
Emmitt Smith.
Of course, the Cowboy. Emmitt Smith kind of looks like LT a little bit.
Emmitt Smith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. But although LT's a lot bigger than he is.
Yeah. He's gonna cheat for the NFC.
Saints have won the toss.
Yep.
Saints will be getting the ball. This is going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Two high-powered offenses. No.
Yeah, Sean Payton looks like he got his game face on.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah, this is for the Super Bowl, man. You're going to live forever if you do this. You win it.
If you were, let's say you were a player, one of the players on the field playing for one of the teams, which would you rather prefer, having sex with a good-looking girl on game day, or playing the game?
Well, I mean, for them, I mean, they, it's not hard for them to, get attractive girls, on them. So they're probably gonna choose to win the game.
I'm talking about you, not them.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
I guess I win the Super Bowl next year then. but the Super Bowl,
I agree with you.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but
Yeah.
But then again, you know, LA might be a once in a lifetime opportunity as well.
It's just a game. I mean, come on, it's not like.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you're gonna be in the record books, but and again, you never know. That could be, you know, a future wife right there.
Yeah, never know. Especially if it's like a Megan Fox or
Kim.
Kim Kardashian.
She's off the market. Well, Megan, I think, is still off the market as well.
Or Rihanna. Although Rihanna's crazy, but.
Well, I don't know. She might be, but. Then again, her situation is crazy.
She's a little crazy, but, you know. Little cuckoo, but.
The situation is, but. But then again, I don't know her like that, so.
Nah, she's. No, I'm not talking about the Chris Brown. I'm talking about she's a little, you know, cuckoo. From what I've heard, but. And we'll get to that on my show next week.
Give you a plug on your show. Check that show out. I'm Mac.
Yeah.
Perfect show, man.
And the game has just started. And it looks like this thing's going to start at their 20.
Yeah, every Saturday, that show is on. Your show is on. I'm Mac.
Yeah, I'm Mac. Yeah, you're still talking about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's a good show. Football's about to start.
Yep. Get it on. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
How you feel about Shockey, you know, being on the Saints?
Well, you know, I kind of feel jealous that he's with the Saints and not the Giants, but...
Excuse me.
Hey, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, hopefully, you know, he has a good game. But I want to see him win another championship.
Mm-hmm. Look at the rest. At least he won with you guys.
Yeah. But he didn't leave on great terms with the Giants.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, the Saints are not going to win, so I have nothing to worry about.
What about if Colts?
It looked like Reese was gonna get sacked, yeah, but he got the ball away. Yeah, this Colts defense is very fast.
Yeah. You think this is gonna be a high scoring game, or think it's
nope.
gonna be a defense?
I don't think it's gonna be high scoring. I mean,
they're
last season game was an exception.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be in the 20s.
I think it's going to be in the 30s.
Think so?
Yeah. But early.
I think the Colts are going to probably score 30, but I don't see the Saints.
So you think it's going to be a blowout or close game?
I think the Saints will, I think the Colts could win by 10 or 14 points.
Yeah, I'd say about that as myself.
Probably, I mean, I don't think this game's gonna be in the 40s. I don't think that.
Probably 35-24.
Yeah. Saints just went on 3-and-out, so they're punting the ball to Colts.
Yep. Not a good start.
So here's Peyton Manning.
Yep.
About to show off his magic.
Yep. He's going to show his magic.
Yeah. His magic.
That Manning magic. Fortunately, I know how that is firsthand.
Okay.
Imagine that, man. If they didn't rush their starters in the third quarter and against the Buffalo Bills, week 16 and 17, this team could have had a shot at perfection.
Yeah.
After he got the first down already.
Yep. Already they're starting. And if you let Finnegan in the rhythm, you're going to have a long day.
Oh, yeah. You ain't lying, man.
Because the Colts have some good wide receivers. They have Reggie Wayne, Pierre Garçon,
yep.
Clark. So they're loaded.
Looks like we're going to witness a classic here.
Huh?
You think they're going to squander their first drive?
They might get a field goal, maybe.
I think they're gonna score a touchdown.
Maybe.
Set the mode. But of course, you know, if they do get to like a fourth down situation, yeah, they'll definitely kick the field goal. But
yeah.
I think they're gonna you know, shove the ball down their throat, try to go for the 6 point.
And this is what Peyton Manning does best. He reads the defense and changes the line up front.
Yeah, man. He's like a offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
The field. After they beat
the pizza
after,
right now?
What are you
saying? You eating that pizza right now? That Domino's pizza?
No, I'm gonna eat it right after the show. I'm not gonna be like, hey, no, the score, you know.
Well, you could. I mean, there's no problem, you know.
Yeah, but
I'm eating right now.
You doing that right now? You say?
Yeah. Well, I'm eating some. I'm not eating any junk food yet, but I'm eating some healthy food right now.
What you eating?
Just some rice. Rice and some beef.
Sound good.
And some veggies. And some juice. Some ice. And juice.
What? What kind of juice?
Just a iced tea.
Super Bowl iced tea.
Huh?
That's a Super Bowl iced tea. Oh.
No, it's just regular iced tea.
No, I know. I'm just putting a little Super Bowl twist to it.
Oh.
Just regular iced tea.
Well, let's go. We're already cold.
And, of course, now they're showing John Thelma, former Jet.
Is the screen the Garçon?
What was that?
Garçon, doesn't that mean boy in French?
Yeah.
Gentleman or something like
that? I guess he's you know, 2 weeks ago he showed he's a man among boys. You know.
Yeah.
Of course the Jets.
Garçon.
Yeah. And afterwards he was you know, celebrating the Haitian flag.
Yep.
Being you know, a Haitian American like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and the producer.
Oh!
Another first down.
Wow, nice pass.
Yeah, they're
going away.
Yeah, they're going to show the replay right here.
And he's about to get sacked, too.
Yeah.
You right, they might score a touchdown.
They're
close.
Yeah, yeah, they're like around the 27 yard line.
Yeah. Tough, man, to play these guys because you got Manning.
Yep. 25. I guess before they score, you know, the Knicks, you know, as usual, they lost to, of course, LeBron James, which
Luckily, I didn't get to see that damn game.
Yeah. And, you know, they pulled the old Charlie Brown loosey routine. You know, just when you thought they were going to, the Knicks were going to beat the Cavaliers for a change.
Oh, man, don't talk about this.
Oh, yeah, Milo, yeah, that reminds me. The producer, she was a one-day Knicks fan. Because she started watching the game with me. And then afterwards, the Knicks cut it. They were being blown out by like 20 points. And then once the producers, you know, supported the Knicks, I was like, she was saying Pastor Nate, they were jacking up threes and they were actually hitting them, man. Producer, man, she literally, you know, willed the Knicks to cut in the lead all the way down to 3 points.
Wow.
And you know what's the weirdest thing about it? While they were on this run, David Lee, Gallinari, and who was the third person? Gallinari, Lee, and there was somebody else. There was Lee Gallinari. No, that was on the bench. I'm trying to remember who else. It was Gallinari and Lee and somebody else who was on the bench during the run. Probably was maybe it was Harrington. I can't remember who the last person was. And you would have thought that. And they cut it down to three. I'm thinking, where is Lee and Gallinari? I mean, those are our best scoring options. We could have Gallinari just jack up a three and tie the game. But of course, you know, the only highlight of the Knicks, you know, other than them kind of, you know, pull a near miracle.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but it looks like the Colts are going to take a field goal here.
Yeah, because they're in 4th and 5.
Didn't I say that? Didn't I predict that?
Well, yeah, but remember, I did say that too. I said they're going to try to go for the touchdown, but if they get to a 4th down situation, they're going to go for the field goal.
No, you said you thought they were going to score a touchdown. That's what
I said. When you rewind the tape, you're going to see I said that.
Okay.
I said that they were going to try to go for a touchdown, but if they get to a 4th down situation, that you know they're obviously going to try to kick the field goal, but you were right. They did kick the field goal,
yep.
And they are leading 3-0. So you are right, my friend. But yeah, back to the Knicks. The only highlight for the Knicks is that, other than holding LeBron to only 12 points in the second half, even though he did finish with 47 points, but the highlight of the Knicks on the Knicks' perspective was. When after Shaquille O'Neal blocked Nate's shot, and Nate fell to the ground, the next possession when the Cavaliers were about to score, Shaq had the ball, and he was like holding the ball to see who's open, and then from behind, Nate the Great, he blocked him from behind. So hard that Shaquille O'Neal fell. He fell, and then he was asking the ref for a foul. It was like it was even more shocking than the Yao Ming block.
Yeah, I saw that, and but it did look like Jordan Hill, who was guarding Shaq at the time, it looked like
he was pushed
a little bit.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Jordan Hill was guarding Shaq, but. Yeah. Nate, I mean, out of nowhere, I mean, it's just the fact that he blocked them that was shocking. But the even more shocking part is that Shaq fell, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he was actually for you know, a foul. It was like one of the stuff I thought I'd never see. I know Shaq isn't, this isn't Shaq, you know, from, you know, in his prime when he was at, you know, Orlando or the Lakers. But
we still lost the game.
Huh? Most importantly, we lost the game.
That's the most important thing.
And we're 12 games under 500.
Yeah, we're not gonna make the Knicks aren't gonna make the playoffs.
That's pretty obvious.
We suck.
And of course, the Nets are getting closer to the record. They're like 4-43.
So the Chiefs fumbled the football after the kickoff, but then they recovered it. Could have been a disaster if the Colts recovered that fumbled ball.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Looks like it's close. I mean, it's early, but shoot, Drew Brees, I don't even think he's gotten into the game yet. Oh, yeah, he got into the game once.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, when they went 3-and-out. But, yeah, that's pretty much it with the Knicks and the Nets. I mean, yet again, there's going to be no postseason play in the Garden or in Izod Center.
And the Nets are going to break the record. Watch.
Yeah,
I expected that all year.
Yeah, you were. You were saying that all year. I thought they would have won at least 9 more games, but nope, they haven't.
They're bad. They're just bad.
They are really bad.
Young team and they're bad.
They are really bad. Yeah, it's like it's them, Timberwolves, and Detroit, who are the worst teams right now, this year.
Yep.
And did you hear the rumors that the Clippers were thinking about signing Isaiah as a player, rather as a coach / GM, the same position he had with the Knicks?
What?
Because Mike Dunleavy, he said that he fired himself. Yep, that's right. He fired himself as the head coach, but he's staying on as a GM.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there was rumors that they were going to sign Isaiah. But they yesterday they said that the rumor is false. But, I mean, come on. You can't put it past the Clippers. I mean, Clippers is like the Knicks of the West. I mean, how they run their organization. I mean, they drafted Mike Olowokandi, man. With the number one pick. I mean, need I say more?
I think Isaiah is going to bring their franchise to the ground.
Yeah, the only thing Isaiah knew how to do well was draft players. You know,
he used to
Lee and Nate, but
yeah.
But you know, of course he drafted Tracy McGrady, like when he was with Toronto.
Yeah.
But that guy, he's a horrible GM.
Yeah, man. While he was here, he sexually harassed an employee who worked for MSG.
Sanders.
He got into a dispute with Marbury.
Yeah. It's been. We still have. Even though he's no longer with the organization, he's still very good friends with Dolan. As a matter of fact, he was at the home opener. He was with Dolan at the home opener as his guest.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, he recently said that if LeBron would talk to him, he would advise him to go to New York because of Dolan. Yeah,
LeBron doesn't need to be listening to Isaiah right now. Because Isaiah almost.
They got first down. Oh, Butch.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Kim. Kardashian, if she knows anything about football, she's probably like, you know, keep going, you know.
Yeah.
Go to the Beers or Tiffany or wherever. Get that ring. Run for the ring.
Well, I think Reggie Bush might intentionally not play good today just so he can get married.
Yeah. He might.
You know.
Dude, if you see his yards is like 25 yards, then you know. You know, he definitely doesn't want to get the ring. He doesn't want to get either ring as he gets thrown out of bounds. But yeah, hot stove, you know, nothing's going on, you know. Same old, you know, that are interested in washed up veterans like Todd Wellemeyer. Or John Smoltz. And, you know, pretty much when Mets say they're interested in somebody this year, that means pretty much they're just going to call their agent and pretty much not do anything and just sign scrubs that nobody else wants.
You talking about the Mets?
Yep.
Well, I mean, the Mets, they didn't address their pitching this offseason. There's a lot of pitches go, and I don't know what they're going to do when the season starts. Like, if they're going to rely on the same guys like Ali Perez and Main Elfrey. But they got their main horse, Santana, so.
Absolutely.
But then again, Santana can't win 100 games for you guys, you know.
Yep. They're gonna turn Johan Santana into Martin Brodeur. He can't play every game, man. As great as he is, he can't play every game, man.
Yeah.
His arm's gonna fall off, man. And these past 2 years, man, he's, you know, with the Mets after he pitched that brilliant three hit shutout, the last win in Mets history at Shea Stadium, which was also the second to last game.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, he was pitching with injuries. At the end of the season, he had to go get surgery. And then last year, he missed the last four games because he had to go get surgery. So for his arm, I think the 08 was a knee surgery. Last year was his arm, but he looks good, you know, warming up. You know, he should be fine. Even though he had an injury problem, that should be the least of his worries.
He'll be healthy once the season starts.
Yeah, he's the least of the, Johan Santana is the least of the worries, you know. It's the rest of the pitching that's, you know, suspect.
Yeah.
Shoot, him and Perez and Pelfrey, especially Pelfrey, is the key to the season. If Pelfrey does give you a year like he had in 08, then Mets might be in business. But Oliver Perez has to get his head right. You know, they say he's warming up in Arizona. You know, like his, you know, he's working on his, you know, his health, his you know, mechanics,
mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. He's pretty much working on everything, physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. They're working with him because Beltran and Boris, you know, convince him to, you know, try to, you know, work out and try to, you know, build confidence in himself.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, from what he's saying, you know, he looks like he's, you know, he's on the right track. You know, he actually has a regimen, and like he did last year when he just showed up overweight, and you know, he pitched in the WBC, and he got lit up like a Christmas tree. And even in the winter, even in the WBC, man, let alone in the season, man. And this guy, you know, hopefully he could get past that that problem he had, where his problem prior to last year was he was great against the Yankees, the Braves, the Phillies. Once he faced the Nationals and the you know, the Marlins, he doesn't show up.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully he'll take his stuff to the next level. But I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, he'll have a great season. Wait. Oh, wait, you're talking about Ali Perez here, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he has to stop limping, and he has to stop walking people.
Yeah.
But he does that a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if he stops that, then he could be good. But,
yep, and not have all those mental stuff, just like Pelfrey.
And yeah, so him, Pelfrey, Ali, they all gotta step up because again, Santana, he can't win 100 games for the Mets.
Yeah, they definitely need it.
Yeah.
But speaking on stuff that looks like it's improving, unlike the Mets, the WWE looks like they're, you know, Raw and SmackDown is actually looking better these past couple of weeks.
Yeah. That was probably the best Raw of the year so far.
Yeah, it definitely was. I don't know if you saw the Best of Raw commercial 2009. You know the commercial for the DVD, the Best of Raw 2009.
You've probably seen
it. You've probably seen the commercial. Yeah, but you know what? If you watch the commercial, you would think, "Wow, man, Raw 2009 was like the best year ever." But if you're a WWE fan like me and you, man, 2009 was I don't even think you could say arguably. It was literally the worst year ever WWE history.
There's probably a couple or a few great Raws of 2009.
The MSG one, the Jesse the Body one. It seemed like the only ones that were good were two WWE fans and WWE legends who guest hosts that were, that were good. Pretty much people who know the business were the best episodes. Other than that, people who want to sell, their CDs and promote their stuff, it sucked,
Yeah.
But hopefully, and there's even rumors that Raw might go to 3 hours to compete with TNA.
3 hours?
Yeah, originally Vince and Stephanie were against the idea, but now they're considering it.
Damn, that's gonna be like a pay per view event.
Yeah, I don't think it should go 3 hours. 2 is enough, especially with now they're actually starting to be better. I mean, it's 3 hours is too much.
Real God.
And it looks like
I'll go to sleep if they do it 3 hours.
Dude, I'm fine. I'm going. I go to sleep too, man. Try to watch the replay of it. It seems like it's not long.
Jeez.
But they have been getting better.
3 hours.
Hopefully, it won't go up to 3 hours.
Yeah, I doubt they'll do that. But who knows?
I hope not. If it's official, TNA will move permanently to, to Mondays.
Yeah, so they could compete, but they might get their ass kicked, so they better be careful.
Well, what they should do is just to improve the stuff. Let's focus on the trying to be funny, the funny skits with this PG, 13, that stuff they're trying to do. Go back to what, made you popular. I'm not saying it'll ever be like the Attitude Era, but come on, let's be real. It should be 14 and up. Cause who's paying for the
kids fans?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Attitude Era, they brought kids. The parents brought their kids anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, it doesn't matter what the kids, Sure, you want the kids to have a good time. If you're putting a good thing, and the kids at that age, they imitate what their parents do. So if you put a good talent out there, the parents are going to be happy, and then they'll bring their kids, and the kids will grow up, being fans of
the
WWE. Huh?
The kids suck.
What was that?
The kids suck.
Well, the kids don't suck. It's the storylines that suck.
Yeah.
If they put a good storyline, the fans will listen to the show. I mean, will watch the show, and they'll bring their kids along. But I mean, they pretty much need to go back to the way it was. And there's rumors that Rock might sign a 6-month contract. But we shall see. That hasn't been confirmed. Hopefully, if it is true, the Rock will sign he'll face people he never fought before, like Shawn Michaels, Rey Mysterio, and John Cena.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah, especially HBK, man. That would and Shawn Michaels look like he's turning heel, so that would be off the charts if they actually finally have that showdown. Rock versus Shawn Michaels.
I don't think that'll ever happen, but we'll just have to see.
Yep. It would absolutely be awesome if they did that. And you know, the Super Bowl's still going on, but you know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Mokaly Matthews for coming on to the show. I want to thank. Bro, you're still here, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, I'm just, you know, seeing if you, you know, I know you didn't throw all in the game, man, but I just want to thank you for, you know, coming on the show.
No problem.
And I want to thank you, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, for, you know, listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. And by the time, same time next week, we will know who is officially the Super Bowl champion. And that should be, you know, should be good to, you know, give us a come back next week, same time, same place. Sports Urban Legend. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.